Crozier trying to get the pick up for the Suns. They've got lots of numbers around the ball. Lonergan was there, but picked up middle of the pack.
Lockie Neal
takes a flying shot at goal. Just put boot to ball, got the result, snapped it on the right. And the Fremantle Dockers have their first of the afternoon. Lemons around his body, in toward the hot spot, underneath it for the Gold Coast Suns. Colleges, 20 metres out, directly in front, for the lead for the Suns. Wow. Good on him.
Fremantle high inside, 50 out the back of the pack. It's dropped there by Leslie. He gathers it. His handball's a poor one. Taverner off his knee. Got it to Crozier. Quick snap and a goal.
Barlow. Oh, nice little sidestep. Just hooked it onto the right boot around his body. And waiting for it was big Jack Hanneth, playing his first game of the season today. Stabs at a drop punt. Executes it perfectly. Dixon, middle of the pack. Gee, they're the grabs he needs to be able to take. Matera, though, for the ball. Snaps around his body on the left. It bounces in the goal square. It doesn't quite have the carry. It's kept in play. Magnificently done by the Gold Coast Suns. Oh, goal to Andrew Rains.
Two goals to Sog.
Unbelievable stuff. So important this third term. If the Suns are in touch, it's game on going into the final term. Just whether or not Fremantle can kick away like here as Mundy puts him inside 50 and Fife, the one-handed mark. As Nat Fife kicks his first goal of the afternoon. Saad knocked the ball to his own advantage. He's kicked it across the ground. Now he's going about 50 metres and he's been pinged for deliberate.
That's disgraceful, umpire.
That is a horrible call.
He's just tried to get the ball in space. He did that exactly right, Brad.
A high kick inside, 50 for Fremantle. Fife at the back again, he's got it. He plays on, off the left, he snaps and goals. Sensational work from Nat Fife, who's come to life early stages of the second half. He's kicked two.
Ball on centre wing, Nichols grabbed it out of the ruck. Kicks up toward left half forward. Dixon met it, knocked it to the advantage of Matera. He kicked around his body again, inside 50. Boston got a handball off. Here's Lemon. Sean Lemons with the goal for the Suns. And the 18th placed Gold Coast now within 2 points.
Handball to Saad and Saad's away. He charges out of defence, running away from four players.
What about Saad? He's like the roadrunner.
Handball, Colajasny out to Shea. Ducks into a tackle.
Hold the
He's
ball.
Gone.
Oh.
And now.
What a way to win the game.
It is going to be a goal, you would think, to the Fremantle Dockers. They'll get a set shot to Nick Subin, the sub.
He had players outside. He should have turned around on his right boot, gone the boundary line out this way, elected to turn back inboard, and in the end, it's cost him.
Before the kick, the Dockers lead by 6 points. This to seal the game. What has been an absolute ripper. It's a goal. Fremantle are back on the winner's list. But boy, they've had to do it the hard way this afternoon at Metricon Stadium.
It's in a minute remaining. The crowd urging him to bomb it inside 50. High kick it goes up to Lynch. Oh, big strong mark. He wheels around, sends it inside 50. It'll carry over the back. He's kicked. He's kicked the goal. Lynch has kicked a bomb.
Don't tell me.
And they're still alive in the final turn.
Dockers will win, but the Gold Coast Suns.
Oh, they better win too, in a way.
They have, Brad. They were fantastic today. What a game at Metricon Stadium.